Canterbury Tales were written by Geoffrey Chaucer, started 1383. They take place in England of the 14th century. It is springtime and a group of 30 people from all classes of society is gathering together in a Talbot Inn in Southwark near London to plan their travel to Becket's tomb at Canterbury. To kill time during their journey, a storytelling contest is created. Each pilgrim has to tell a story, and the winner of the best story will get a free supper. Chaucer didn't finish the Canterbury Tales. He planted 120 stories, 4 stories for each character, but he could only finish 21 before his death. The themes of the stories vary. Some of them deal with courtly love, others with treachery and greed. The genre changed too. There are romances, sermons or fables. Some of the stories are humorous, others are serious, but all of them describes the human nature in detail. Very important elements of the stories are misuse of religion or the split of the society. The characters tell stories of high cultural relevance. Based on these details, I want to start our own storytelling contest. I'm gonna start with my own story called The Tree of Wishes. In a small dreamy town behind the rainbow, once lived an old man happy with his family. George is now 74 years old, and his whole sunshine is his little granddaughter Mary. He still remembers very clearly the day when Mary comes into his life, as if she wanted to say, "Here I am, did you call me?" One day, while Mary plays in the garden, he looks at his apple tree. He told him every wish and dream he ever had, and even this wish came true. His little granddaughter is beautiful, smart and cheerful. He's really proud of her. They love playing hide and seek in the garden, they joke around a lot or bake a cake. And in the evening, Mary crawls on his lap and falls asleep, or her grandma needs to read a fairy tale when she goes to bed. He loves the days when Mary stays at the house. George's 75th birthday will be in a few days, and he starts to get thoughtful. He's sitting on his bench under the old apple tree and smokes his pipe. George remembers each and every year he spends with this old tree, and after all this time he kept his secret. This apple tree got a special skill. Every time George talked to him, he gave him a sign of understanding. Sometimes he dropped a branch or an apple and whispers, "Make a wish and it will come true." They grow old together. This evening, the tree asked the old man what depresses him, and George answers, "My age and my upcoming birthday scares me. I want to feel young again. I want to see Mary growing up, and I want to be part of all of her important moments, like her graduation or her wedding day. But when I'm around her, I forget my age." The apple tree answers, "So you request me for youth." "Yes, I want to be there for her and support her and be there for her when she struggles." "But you're always there for her with all of your support. You couldn't do more. You give her your wisdom so she can deal with every problem that might will come. This is the circle of life. Your age is very useful if you know how to use it. Show her the wisdom of life so she could learn." "There's nothing wrong or scary of being old. Look at me, I'm much older than you ever imagine, but you benefit from my age. I've got big arms so you can sit under my shadow, and I'm strong enough to carry Mary's swing. In my earlier days, none of this was possible. So remember, everything in life got its time, and everything is good. You simply need to find the meaning." Thank you. A few weeks later, George's birthday has come. Family and friends were arrived to congratulate him. Everyone got confused of his youth glow. The old man sits there with Mary on his lap and smiles. Isn't it nice to be 75 years old? They look at him and begin to think about his words, but he just grins. No one could imagine what he thinks at this moment, and nobody knows the secret of his eternal youth, except us, and we're not gonna tell it. This story deals with perpetual wish of the eternal youth. Some people don't want to get old because of their beauty, and some people, like George, don't want to get old because they want to be part of their family member's future. They get afraid, they forget to tell them important advices and want to protect them, but as you might know, there is no never-ending youth. You have to take life as it comes by. My story of George and his apple tree should show you that when you live your life with the people you love and help them growing up, you don't have to be afraid to leave them alone, because you're always gonna be part of their lives and affect their decisions. So it's like you're gonna live on through them, like George gonna live forever through Mary and their children, and so on. We all gonna live forever in the hearts of the following generations. You only need to know that you need to spend time with your family, so you stick in their memories forever.